Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust. The stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One. We live for lies.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
It's Jared Goff talking about Johnny Morton's offense and the play calling. 248-539-9797. We'll talk with Jared tomorrow. And the cool thing is about Jared and is he's been really good as far as answering questions that fans ask us. And there's going to be times where we don't know the answers, clearly. So don't mind turning to him and asking him. So we'll see what he has to say tomorrow. Also, Dan Campbell on the morning show tomorrow. 248-539-9797.
Did you see what the Thursday night football game is this week?
I have not. What is it?
Washington at Green Bay.
Interesting.
That's a good matchup.
It is. To the last two teams that beat the Lions. Let's go to Bill in Madison Heights. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill.
Good afternoon.
What's up?
Hello. There was a parallel definitely between the Michigan game and the Lions game. The Packers and Oklahoma were both jacked coming out, and they both just got jumped. Like Michigan got jumped, Lions got jumped. They weren't fully prepared to play. I think, losing Ragnow was a real big deal. But just I really wanted to comment on Michigan. I a little more. Bryce. I think they're going to have to. You know, I understand that was a really, going into Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma's got a really good team. And that guy, I don't know if that material is going to last the whole season running around like that. I mean, he was taking shots. I mean, but they couldn't tackle him, for one thing.
He's really, really good. There's no question that he is really good.
Yeah,
he's the favorite to win the Heisman now. By the way, he's moved into the front runner.
Oh well, yeah, not surprised. But I think they've got to let Bryce loose a little bit. I know he missed some throws, but the one thing that I have seen from him, even obviously these first two games have been pretty unspectacular for him, but. You can see the poison leadership he has. Now, I wanted to ask specifically, I don't know if you can comment on it, Doug, that sideline incident that he had with Justice Hayes, I don't know.
That's the kind of thing that it happens in football a lot. The cameras caught it this time. It's an issue if it keeps happening. And if it's an issue, it can be an issue if it's a bigger deal in terms of any divisiveness on the team. But
issue if there's resentment.
Yeah. But Justice after the game said, he was asked about it specifically in a post game press conference, and he said, "I love Bryce. That's my boy." And so, again, just because he said it doesn't mean it's a case, but we'll see over the course of time. I you monitor these things, but there was frustration, and it'll come out, and it does come out, and it's. It's not the end of the world. It is if it continues to be a problem and it gets in the way. 248-539-9797. Kurt is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, guys. I would ask how you're doing, but I'm assuming miserable based on what
glum.
We saw this weekend.
It is a glum day.
Solid call.
Yeah. I want to talk about two things, if you give me the time. And I want to start with Michigan. I watched 8 quarters of football this weekend. My favorite team scored 26 total points, and 7 of those were in garbage time. Doug, specifically, can you explain or maybe elaborate? I know obviously you're there in person. What the hell's going on with the play calling for Michigan? What, like, I understand he's a freshman, he's on the road, it's Oklahoma, a lot of pressure. What is the deal with the short screens and the inside zone and not really even giving him the opportunity to throw the ball down the field other than a handful of times throughout the game?
Well, I mean, most, if you're talking about throwing it downfield four or five times, I mean, you only get so many shots. You have to protect a quarterback, and the protection wasn't great. And for those routes to develop, you need good protection. And then there were times that he had good protection. I thought he rushed it a little bit, but I mean, there, you can call plays. That doesn't mean that's what you see on the field. And I've learned that over the years, that you can call deep shots and crossing patterns, you know, the 15, 20 yard down the field crossing pattern. You can call some of these deep shots, but you don't see it because the pocket breaks down and you have to dump it off, or
right,
or you get sacked, yeah, or you bail out of there.
I understand that completely. It just seemed like offensively they were becoming so predictable. And even on third and must pass situations, it seemed like they were running inside zone in between the tackles or short dump off screens that were designed to go to the running back. And it just seemed like after a certain point, you know, the way the game was flowing, it didn't seem like there was going to be a lot of points that won that game. And outside of the play to start the second half, you know, the long run, it was just repetitive, the same thing over and over again, inside zone, right up the middle.
I could almost guarantee you that it wasn't the same thing over and over again. That's just the because you get to the line of scrimmage, sometimes you check out of one play and into the other. But I also give Brent Venables a ton of credit. We talked about this pregame. This was a veteran elite defensive coordinator, and where he really gives you problems is when you are in predictable situations, and he gave the Michigan offense problems. He gave the line, and he gave the young quarterback problems. So I give Oklahoma a ton of credit. I think Michigan's got a lot to work on, but play calling is part of the issue. But when you can't block, there's not a whole lot of plays you can count on. When you struggle to block, I should say.
Yeah, and when you're not playing with Marlon Klein in the game, who's your number one weapon, that's going to limit things as well.
Gator, we have some start times just announced.
Okay. Is it Michigan State game?
Nope.
Oh.
There is a Michigan State start time.
Oh, boy. What do we got?
Saturday, September 20th, Michigan State at USC will kick off at 11 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, that's the game out west, eh?
Yep.
That's September 20th? That's 2 weeks?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Michigan, Nebraska, that Saturday is at 3:30. Michigan State, USC, 11 p.m.
Whatever, I should go to that.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust. The stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One. We live for lives.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
That'd be awesome. You should go to that.
Start looking at
Here's what's hysterical, Keg. He doesn't want to go to a 7 p.m. kickoff in East Lansing, but he will go to an 11 p.m. kickoff in L.A.
Well, it feels like, I mean, that's a whole trip out to L.A., though. That's Although a short trip to LA does not entice me that much.
Maybe you can do the show live from USC, you know, where they play.
At the Coliseum?
And get Sean Cody, former Lion, to break down the entire USC roster for a whole segment.
Sean Cody or Dan Owens, one of those guys, yeah. Yeah, that'd be good. Reggie Bush, maybe Reggie Bush.
That would actually be cool.
That would be fun.
That would be cool, but I'm thinking about it's probably more like Williams? Sean Cody. It's probably going to be more like that.
We had Teddy Lehman on, who gave us a very thorough breakdown of the Oklahoma roster. Also gave us a great breakdown of Dan Campbell and his time playing with Dan Campbell.
It was, and Teddy Lehman was great.
Yep. I will tell you this too. All weekend long saw him after that. Great dude. Teddy Lehman is a great dude. But everybody in Oklahoma was great.
Did you have a beer with Teddy Lehman?
I did not. There was an opportunity, but it didn't come around. But I did tell him we ended up at Mooney's, and he's like, "You went to a biker bar?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it looked kind of cool. Wanted to experience a little everything." And then I told him that, and I also learned that Switzer's locker room is not a bar. It's a storage facility. 11 p.m. kick. Spartans and Trojans.
That's going to be brutal.
You got this.
I'm realizing that I'm probably not going to go to that game because I would want to take several days off. Yeah. And that's not going to happen.
You can do that. I got your back.
Huh. If I were to stay here and watch, 11 o'clock is... Wait a minute. Are you sure it's 11 o'clock? 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, really?
Well, it says Saturday 9:20, 11 p.m. ET / 8 p.m. PT. This according to at Big Ten football or at B1G football. So.
Oh, geez. Yeah, it does. Yeah, Michigan State tweeted out too. Oh, crap. That is so late.
I continue to be thrilled more and more that those Pac-12 teams are in the Big Ten. Absolutely thrilled. I
mean, you are 100% on that. The Big Ten should have gone after Oklahoma and Texas instead of dismantling the Pac-12. They 100% should have done that.
Yep. I'm such a fan of Oklahoma now, but there's just a fit. There's more of a fit.
Dude, I'm not used to, you asked the question last week, I think it was the college football questions. Am I used to it yet that the Pac-12 teams that came to the Big Ten are now part of the Big Ten, and the answer was no then. It's still no. I'm still not used to it.
I'm typically, oh, sweet, a Big Ten team's playing a non-conference game? Go B1G. I'm getting hostile towards their fact that they're even in the Big Ten.
Yeah. I'm happy about this.
Well, 11 p.m. I think you should. I'm stoked that you're actually considering going.
I am considering.
I think that'd be awesome.
I'd consider it.
Yep. You can give me a scouting report on the Coliseum. The campus is beautiful. It's next to a neighborhood that you don't necessarily want to wander into, but campus is beautiful. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Champ and Chump, last chance to get your votes in. 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust. The stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One. We live for lies.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.